Music and Common in Sheffield, Massachusetts, was awarded a $159,000 grant from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security in January to help young people overcome cultural divides. But in June, the department, now under the Trump administration, rescinded the grant, which the group heavily relied on. The group's executive director, Todd Mack.
We did not have a whole lot of communication from DHS in between being awarded the grant in January and then having it revoked in June. But the notice that they sent was that they did a reevaluation of the grant program, and that resulted in a reallocation of the $10 million. And so 11 of the organizations that were originally awarded the money in January now had their funding rescinded, and Music in Common was one of those.
So 11 organizations and more than $4 million in promised grants being reallocated by the Trump administration. I guess first things first, what did the Countering Violent Extremism program do?
Well, it's actually a very deep and sort of multi-layered approach to countering and preventing violent extremism. And our grant specifically was for a program that was to help sort of break down barriers of hatred between people of diverse backgrounds. I think what the Trump administration's priorities are is to focus it to being exclusively or nearly exclusively centered on Muslim extremism. But really, our program is designed to work against any kind of extremism, and really Jewish, Christian, and Muslim communities with refugee, immigrant, and American-born communities, bringing them together in this program as a way to get to know one another. The whole idea behind the Music in Common approach is that if you can provide this opportunity for these young people to get together, that it will break down stereotypes, it will break down barriers and the ingredients, the drivers that can lead to hate and then the hate leading to radicalization and violent extremism. So it's a very sort of proactive approach to get in front of radicalization before it even occurs.
So do you feel like your organization is kind of on the ropes? Are you strapped for cash that the $159,000 grant was really going to help? What's happening now?
Yeah, I mean, it's a staggering blow for us. We're a small organization, and that represented roughly 45 to 50% of our annual budget for the next 2 years. And, you know, its impact on our programs. What the money was for the continuation of the programs in some of our key markets and then expanding in those markets, bringing it to new markets and to doing some national tracks with it. So it's essentially brought that to a halt. And, you know, arguably, the need for the work is greater than ever. And certainly in light of Charlottesville a few weeks ago, there's clearly polarization like we've never seen it, and extremism emanating from multiple communities, not just Muslim communities. So this is something that we really need to get in front of.
That's Music in Common Executive Director Todd Mack. The group is trying to recoup money from the Department of Homeland Security and private sources. There's a fundraiser at the Mehewi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington tonight. DHS did not respond to requests for comment from WAMC.